Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us here is the president of MGM Springfield. He's Mike Mathis, a former guest of the Mutt at Night show. He's joining us here.
Everyone knows that.
With Lou and Bradford. And the only question we had, the only important question, a million fans want to know, which Red Sox player lost the most money last night? Who was it, and what did they lose at?
I got to protect my sources here. Come on, my customers.
It's just us.
Tell you, this is how unlucky we've been is we couldn't even beat the Red Sox management on the blackjack table. Those guys have never won a bet in New England, and somehow we couldn't even get to them last night. So
jeez.
Now everybody had a good time, and it was great. The property's popping. The city is putting their arms all around the Red Sox. It's a pretty amazing weekend.
So it's nice that they were able to bring it out here and obviously have it at your place because there is sort of like, East Coast of Massachusetts, right? Like just
right.
Eastern Mass bias all the time when there are plenty of Red Sox fans obviously out here in Western Mass.
Yeah, the Red Sox folks have told me that the passion that comes from the Western Mass group, it rivals the Boston group because not everybody can get out to Fenway all the time as easily. So when you get a group out here and they can touch the players and the management, there's a special level of intensity there. So it's been great to see the fans react to the team being here.
Can I just tell you, so I went to Springfield College, and I came out here a year ago, and when I saw this, I'm like, this has totally changed the city.
Yeah.
It has, and that can't be said for a lot of casinos or resorts or anything, but this has totally changed how Springfield is, and this is a perfect example of it. And walking around here, the other thing is the pride that the people out here are taking with this event. I can tell you, how do you like Springfield? How do you like us now? This is a big, big deal for good reason.
Yeah, I was at town hall last night with sitting right next to the mayor, and all the shout outs that Sam Kennedy and the ownership gave to Springfield and the city hosting this event, pretty special. So you're exactly right. We made a big investment here. We got Wahlburgers coming in the summer.
Nice.
It's little dominoes, but an event like this, bringing it every year, we're going to have a monster enshrinement class. Kobe,
yeah.
Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. 2020 is a huge year for Springfield, and to kick this event off, the inaugural event here, it's pretty special.
Well, people, you guys want to let us in on your little private discussions?
What's that?
But when sports gambling is coming?
That's all we talk. That's all I do on my show. It's all we talk about is legalized sports betting, and Mike and I are on the lockstep here. But I also think people should know, I think when they go to Fenway this year, you're going to see a big MGM Springfield logo pretty prominently displayed on that, what's that, green monster out there?
That's right. Yeah, we actually took over last year, that spot. So we were on there all last year, and it's really important. It's important for branding, and we're a global company, and it's one of the most iconic opportunities that you can to associate yourself with a great brand.
So as Lou mentioned, I want legalized sports betting. I'm pretty sure Mike Mathis, who's the we all want legalized sports betting right here.
Right.
Look at his crowd. Let's go.
Even the kids are clapping.
Thank you for that drop, Mike.
It's like the Arizona. It's like the Astros now whistling to create their own noise. You came on the show, and I've been told since you came on, there's been some movement with legalized sports betting.
So one, thank you for carrying the torch.
Sure is.
And I thought I wanted sports betting as much as anybody in the state, but I can tell you want it even more.
Sure so do.
I respect
sure
that.
Sure do.
So there's we've worked together with the leagues, with fantasy sports, DraftKings, great company right in Boston, and they need to be involved as well. So we've all figured out our issues, and we got a draft piece of legislation that's going to the state house in the next week or so, and I think they're talking about committee meetings and a strong commitment to try to get done by the summer.
Beautiful.
So we're gonna run run like the Dickens to get ready for football season. That's the main goal.
Makes a lot of money.
But very very optimistic. But we got to keep the pressure on and just raise the urgency.
Can we right now when that happens? Can we have Mike Manansky along your side?
Oh my God!
Making that first bet.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
There
he wants
we go.
To cut the
no
ribbon.
One, no one deserves it more. Yeah.
He wants to cut the
That's
ribbon.
Right. Forget about that. Let's worry about tonight. So the steakhouse is sold out. If I use your name, me and my wife going to be okay?
Unfortunately, only you and like 3,000 people have been dropping my name tonight. But yes, I will make sure you get into the steakhouse.
It'll be right. right after Pedro and Ortiz.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
We can pitch in at 11:45 p.m. We'll
Excuse
sneak
me,
in
McMansky?
There.
McMansky?
Who? What? Is that Irish?
That's right.
He is the president here at MGM Springfield, and we are thrilled to be out here at his great location. He is Mike Mathis, everybody. Mike Mathis. Thanks, Mike. Congratulations,
thanks.
Man.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Good to
thanks,
talk
Mike.
To you.
All right, appreciate
Mike
it.
Mike hanging out with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.